Mars was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids.
Now science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Good morning, my beautiful listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Speaking with the Gods, the place where we can talk about any and everything from gods to culture to history. You name it, we talk about it. All right, guys, so for the listeners that have been following me for a while, y'all know that I'm not the biggest reader in the world. It's not really my thing, never really has been. But every now and then, I find a book that is so good that I just have to share it with you guys. So this is going to be my first time doing a book discussion on Speaking with the Gods, and this is going to be a new experience for all of us. All right, guys, so I got this amazing book that I absolutely love. Shout out to my English teacher, Miss Avan, for letting me borrow it. The book is called American Gods by Neil Gaiman, and like I said before, it's absolutely amazing. So I really recommend you guys go out and get it for yourselves. Now, I had trouble making a summary for this book because I didn't want to spoil anything for you guys. So this is my warning. So take heed to it. There are spoilers ahead. But the book American Gods starts off with a guy named Shadow Moon. One, you cannot tell me that that's not a cool ass name. And two, as I'm sure you can guess, he's the main person of the story. And Shadow has been in prison for a couple of years now and is a few days away from getting out. But before he gets released, he gets informed that his wife died in a car accident, but I don't feel sorry for her because you'll find out later. And on his way to his wife's funeral after he gets out, he encounters this strange man named Mr. Wednesday at an airport or on an airplane. And this strange man, Mr. Wednesday, offers Shadow a job multiple times and gets denied multiple times, at least until Shadow meets him again and a bathroom at a bar where he's told that his best friend, the one who Shadow was expecting a job from, Shadow's best friend also died in a car accident with his wife, which I found very strange at the time. But again, y'all found out why I don't feel sorry for her or him later. But Shadow agrees to take Mr. Wednesday's job offer now since he doesn't have a job anymore. But only if he can win a rigged coin toss. Shadow used like a double-sided coin and he lost. So like that was the first encounter of magic in a book, is Mr. Wednesday winning a rigged coin toss against Shadow. And Shadow accepts the job offer and he drinks this special type of liquor. And that was basically him signing a contract with Mr. Wednesday. I spoiled it for you guys. I'm sorry. That was him signing a contract with Mr. Wednesday to become basically his bodyguard to travel across America. But before they do that little whole journey thing, I just want to point out, I just have to spoil this little part for you guys, that Shadow went to his wife's funeral before they actually like start their journey across America to like gather up some old friends. Shadow went to his wife's funeral and there he found out that the way this is crazy, the way his wife died in a car accident with his best friend was actually with his wife cheating on him. So should I say belated wife or ex-wife? She was sucking on something and doing some type of oral things with Shadow's best friend to, you know, since she was so tired of waiting for Shadow, they ended up doing the nasty in the car, and you know, I guess he couldn't handle it and he swerved off the road and killed both of them. So I think it's a fair game. But as I'm sure you can tell by this point, back on track. As I'm sure you can tell by this point, Mr. Wednesday is weird as heck. He's like that throughout the story. Shadow eventually ends up learning that Mr. Wednesday is a Norse god, Odin, as I spoiled for you guys earlier. And he is helping gather up all the old gods, the old friends that I was talking about, to start a war with the hip young new gods, which are like technology and Mr. World and all of that. So just anybody that are no longer worshipped, you know, like the old school gods versus the things that people worship today, which is like TV and technology and all of that. But later in the story, the new gods go like apeshit and kill Odin, and poor Shadow finds out. And to keep true to his employment contract that they made at the beginning of the book, this is like at the end of the book now, the contract with Odin that he made at the beginning of the story, he hangs himself from the world tree, which is great because, like, I love mythology, and so, like, this world tree thing that Neil Gaiman put into the story is actually from Norse mythology, so I found it really funny and really ironic and really true to, like, culture that he put that in there. But anyway, Shadow hangs himself and dies and goes to the land of the dead, where he's judged by the Egyptian god Anubis. And Shadow discovers that Mr. Wednesday, or should I say Odin, and the entire war has between, like, the old gods and the new gods was arranged by Mr. Wednesday. And also, he's Mr. Wednesday's son. So Shadow is also Mr. Wednesday's son. Big plot twist. I promise you, I was crying, like, confused at this point. And was meant to be an ultimate sacrifice for Mr. Wednesday to give him even more power. But now he's dead. So, like, I guess his plan went to crap. And Shadow finds all of this out. He travels to the site of the battle and explains to both sides that they've been tricked, and, like, basically the whole war was stopped at that point. So that's a sum up of what happened. I'm just gonna go back and just, like, kind of explain to you guys, like, some of my favorite, or, like, some moments that popped out to me, some memorable moments while reading this book. Okay, and also, it's important for you guys to know that there's also a show. I watched the show, part of the show, and I also read the book. So, like I'm glad that they made a show, because it really kind of cleared some stuff up and made it more vivid in my mind, especially the scene that I'm about to talk about. But as you guys can hear from my sum up of this book, it's really good. And there are so many things that I love about this book. But one of the most, probably, the best things that I would probably remember would be the sex scenes. There are so many of those, and sometimes they just absolutely come out of nowhere. And I will never forget, I was reading and I got to the second chapter, guys, and there was a sex scene already. Like, it just came out of nowhere, absolutely nowhere. And of course, it was just no regular sex scene. It had to end up being all weird and make you reread it like a couple of times to make sure that you read it right. But it ended up with this lady getting a man to worship her, basically. The lady is a god, as you can tell, but she's an old god, and she basically lures people in and get them to worship her, where she just, let me just explain to you. Okay, so during their fun time, towards the end of that chapter, she ended up shoving the dude up her cooter. Yes, I'll give you a moment to let that sink in. Like, that's what made the book weird for me at that point. Was it went from Shadow getting out of jail and traveling with this strange man to basically this old school goddess getting people to worship her through sex, and then shoving anybody, actually men, women alike, up her, you know, her dark hole. And that was a really confusing part for me in the book, to say the least. There are weird and bizarre scenes like this all throughout the book, so I highly suggest that y'all read it and tell me how you like the story for yourselves. But thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode. Come back and join me again next week, and we can talk about who does Hinduism. And also, have a great day, guys. And remember that there's nothing better than speaking with the gods. Bye!